Okay, great news. You've got a meeting with the company and they're going to ask you some tough questions. So be prepared. Watch this video so you don't blow it. You've done a lot of work and you're excited. You got a company that's interested and they want to meet with you. I'm here to tell you it's a little nerve-wracking because not only are they reviewing your product submission, they're interviewing you, and you want to make sure everything goes right. There's some basic questions they always ask, and I'm going to go through some of those questions now because you better be prepared. One of the biggest questions they're going to ask you, right? They're going to ask you, do you have a patent on this idea? What they're really asking you, is there a reason why we should be paying you or not paying you? All right, now realize not every company has to have patents, but a lot of them would like to know it's possible. All right, so what I want you to tell them, in most situations, you have a provisional patent application, you don't have a patent issued. If you have a patent issued, great, tell them, I have a patent issued, I'll show it to you, no problem. But if you only have a provisional patent application, I would tell them this, yes, I have patent pending status, I have filed a provisional patent application, and within that year, I will be filing a non-provisional patent application, and I am confident it will be issued. Yes, I am confident a patent will be issued. Say it with confidence, right? Because they're kind of questioning you a little bit, because I know there's going to be similar ideas out there. That's okay. You got your point of difference. You have the meeting, but you have to kind of just take care of that question quickly and right up front and say it with confidence. The second question they might ask you is, do you have a prototype? I love that question because sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. If you have a prototype, you could do a demo right on, if it's a Zoom call or some type of meeting, you could show them, you could show your prototype during the meeting, or if it's in person, show it then. I'm always hesitant to send my prototype out to a company when they ask because sometimes these prototypes break. If you do not have a prototype, just say, no, I don't have a prototype. No big deal. I don't have one. I'm sure I can make one. What type of prototype would you need? Perfect. Now, sometimes it can be just a Frankenstein prototype where you can just put something together to show proof of concept. Sometimes they might want something more sophisticated. In some situations, they might even build a prototype for you if there's a great interest in your product idea. So when they ask that question, just tell them, I always believe this. Always tell them the truth. Okay, they might also ask you, have you shown this to anybody else? And of course you have, because if you're listening to me, you know you have to shop your ideas around to companies to see if there's interest. But don't tell them what companies. If they ask that, say, yes, of course, I've been showing to a few companies. And if they ask who, say, look, I'm afraid I'm under NDA. Meaning you're not going to disclose the name of the companies to them. They will appreciate it because they know you won't be talking about them. Okay, the next question they might ask, have you sold any? Well, that's a fair question. And most likely you haven't. If you haven't, just tell them, no, I haven't sold any at all. And I'm sure that with all the things that I've done, people are going to love it. But here's the catch. If you don't have an answer to any of these questions they're going to ask you, just say, look, that's a great question. I need to get back to you. There it is. Be yourself. You don't have to answer all the questions if you don't have the answers to them. Just always be yourself. These interviews at the very beginning are remarkable. They're fantastic. You should listen more than you talk. Don't go long. Don't talk about how you invented it. Don't talk about how you're going to sell a bazillion of them. Don't do that. Be that person that's enthusiastic, workable, listening. I would ask them, what is it about my product idea that you like? I might even ask them, how important is intellectual property and where would you like it? Those are the type of questions that are going to help me later by gathering this information. I might even ask them, can you tell me a little bit about your company? This is where they're going to brag. They're going to tell you how many stores they're in. You don't have to ask them. They're going to tell you. These meetings are not about talking about minimum guarantees and royalty rates and everything else. That comes a little bit later because you're just dating. If they ask you what type of royalty rate are you looking for, I would just say I'm looking for one that's appropriate for you and for me. There it is, you guys. Don't negotiate anything during these initial meetings because you can't just pull one thing out and negotiate without seeing the whole contract, right? These first meetings that you're going to have are going to be stressful. They're so important because, like I said at the very beginning, they're interviewing you. So you want to be yourself. You want to be someone that's workable. You want to be knowledgeable. But I can tell you, if you haven't done this a few times, you're going to be nervous and you're going to need some help behind the scenes. Just this week, I was on a call with Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Disney, and I'm helping some of our members on those calls because those big companies, it's rattling. But I've had so many of those calls over the years, I'm very comfortable with it. I can kind of guide it. I can ask the right questions and my members really appreciate it. If you need that type of help because you don't want to make a mistake, please contact us at InventRight.com. But realize, if you cannot even get to these companies to have those type of meetings and something's going wrong, also contact us because we have relationships with companies in all different industries and we can do some of that work for you to get those meetings. This is a new program. I've been talking a lot about it. It's called Gateway, where we do all the work for you to get your idea in front of the right companies and then help you get those licensing agreements by working behind the scenes. You guys, okay, this is Stephen Key. Thank you for watching this video. Subscribe down below. You know I'm trying to get to 100,000 subscribers. Oh, it's taking forever. I need your help. So once again, I will see you next time.